Traditionally, spring is a time for transformation. Take college students, say a freshman who's now used to living away from home, or a senior getting ready to graduate and begin a new chapter in their life. But things look a lot different this year. Wyoming Public Radio's Maggie Mullen spoke with two college students about a changed reality and an experience cut short.
It's the Monday after spring break, a day when students and professors would usually be returning to campus. But that traditional springtime bustle is nowhere to be seen here at the University of Wyoming in Laramie. Instead, that's the sound of moving carts. Students and parents are using them to haul beanbags and microwaves out of the dorms and into their cars. On the sidewalk, there's a message written in brightly colored chalk. It says, "See you in the fall, go Pokes." One of those freshmen packing up her life is psychology student Luna Adelt.
I was living in the honors house for the whole first semester, and then up until spring break, when I moved back in with my parents in Laramie.
The honors house is basically a dorm for students in the honors program. Adelt says she lived there with about 30 other roommates.
I mean, we all heard a lot about bigger universities moving online and stuff like that, but I didn't really think that it would get to that point in Wyoming. So I was pretty surprised that they took such kind of drastic measures, but it does make sense now.
When Adelt returned to the honors house to collect her things, she says that's when it really hit home.
And then I just went there and it was like completely empty, and usually you hear people like talking or in the kitchen or something, but it was just like dead.
Adelt says she knows she's lucky since she easily moved back in with her parents and her siblings, but she says it feels like moving backwards.
It's really weird because I kind of like started that experience, like I had a whole semester, and then also this spring semester I started basically getting used to always being on campus and like learning things and meeting people and stuff like that. So now it's just kind of like I've gone back to high school almost because I'm like living with my parents again.
In the meantime, Adelt says she and the friend she made her first year at college are still trying to stay in touch.
We do just like text each other a lot and like send TikToks about the virus and like dumb things like that. But yeah, it's kind of hard to stay really connected.
Freshmen like Adelt aren't the only students trying to make sense of the change. For college seniors, it means no graduation. That was really disappointing for Alyssa Westner.
That was the one thing that I was really looking forward to at the end of the 4 years of struggle that I've gone through here on campus.
Westner spent the last 4 years working to complete her degree while holding down a full-time job. She's a non-traditional student at 32 years old, and she says it hasn't been easy.
Spent many, many long hours, a lot of my own money, time, energy on finally completing something. Just not being able to have that transition from all of the work that I've done over the past 4 years. It's a weird loss that I didn't ever think I'd have to be mourning.
Westner has been studying environment and natural resources, as well as environmental system science. She says not being able to mark the end of her degree with a traditional ceremony and celebration feels like a huge letdown.
I just feel like while I'm completing all of this training and this learning and this whole process, it's just going to end up quietly disappearing into the universe, and I'm just going to have to move on without any closure.
Westner will be refunded for her cap and gown purchase. As for freshman Luna Adelt,
they are going to try to give out refunds for the housing and the meal plans that are basically just are not going to be used now.
For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Maggie Mullen.